Hey, I'm Caroline.
I'm Doreen. I'm just going to jump right in with a question for you, Carolyn, putting you on the spot right out the gate. You like it. Okay, so creating addictive content, addictive or irresistible content, what's the most common mistake that you say when you see people creating content and you're just like, meh, meh, don't give a crap, like scroll on by, you know,
right,
that kind of content. What's the biggest thing that you're like, oh.
Where do I even begin? Okay, so right out the gate is like, yeah, it's not catchy. When I scroll by, I'm not stopping because it's not catchy. Like, you've got less than 3 seconds. It's like a split second that you have to get somebody's attention. And if you're writing this long essay about in 1999, whatever BS, I already don't care. Like, right? So it's boring. So A, it's not catchy right out of the gate, and the actual content of it is dry AF. Like, mm-hmm. Go away. Not listening, not reading. And then the other thing, couple things. I love this. So being irrelevant or unclear what it's even there for. So if I'm a, I don't know, nutritionist and I'm talking about traveling, like why am I talking about that? It's mm-hmm. not relevant to anything. That's not why I'm here. So that's a big thing. And then like, just get to the point on your content. Put everything in there that's relevant and just crystal clear. Does that make sense?
It does. And I just wanted to speak into, like you said it's boring, like when you're scrolling, right? Like it's super boring. But I think if it's not relevant, it's going to be extra super boring, right? Like if it's relevant but boring, you might still read it, maybe, right? But no, you might. Like if it's relevant to you, you'll slog it out, right, for a boring post. Yeah. I mean, ideally that you wouldn't have that situation. But if it's irrelevant and boring, like there's no chance. Like it's just not going to happen. So
yeah. Yeah. And then I think like to fix that, sorry, I'm just really
yes, I love it.
To kind of help with that boring element is a lot of the people that we follow because we, you know, we're connected to their personality and like we like the little quirks that they have. So really try to infuse that into your writing. So write the way that you speak. So if,
yes,
like yeah, for creative, we say dollars in your jeans, like, you know, when you come across that, that's Knapp Creative, and it's just a fun way to say making money, you know, little things like that.
Well, and like not sounding really corporate, right? Like I understand if you want to sound professional, like I totally get that. Like I do think
the difference between like professional and dry.
Yes, there is. And like, I think even if your audience is, now we're just speaking out about how to write, but that, no, this is good. If your audience is like super intel, like let's say your audience is like lawyers and doctors and like the smartest people, I don't know, rocket scientists, right? Like that's who's in your audience. Cool audience, by the way. anyway, that's your audience. They're clearly very clever. Like I get that. But do you think they're not spending their days like reading through contracts and other crap that we have no grasp, like so much dry, gross content? When they hop onto their social media, they don't want more of that. Like they want a break. They want like a breath of fresh air where it's like you're having a conversation across the seat and like having a cup of coffee with someone who knows about stuff that you're interested in, really. Yeah,
they're there for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That's a really good point. I love that. So then what else would you suggest for fixing some of those common mistakes that I had mentioned earlier?
I think too, like as far as like the personality aspect is really great. I think there's a lot of ways. Okay. And here's another, I'm just going to harp on that a little bit more and then I'll jump into the other parts of it. So personality. Okay. So this is always like a big, or I shouldn't say it's always, a lot of times this is a big roadblock for people. Like I'm quite a private person. Actually, I don't like people to know all about my life. I hate seeing the lurkers like as much as
I already know, right? Where this is going.
oh, anyways, you can share, I always say a lot about a little, right? So like just pick a couple of things in your life that you can share. But like, so let's say I go for a walk every day. That's boring AF, okay? That's not interesting whatsoever at all. But it's still a little bit of part of my personality. It speaks a little bit into my value where, you know, I'm taking the time out of my day. This is the value that I pass on to my clients as well. Like we want to save you time, which makes it relevant, right? So that's all goes together. So then if every few days, if I go for a walk and I'm sharing like, you know, a little bit of the scenery or a little bit of like, hey, hallelujah, I finally got out of the house, you know, then people, it does share a little bit of your personality and without revealing you know, all of your dirty laundry, as our mom would say. You know, like, you don't have to say everything, but you can share a lot about a little. So, yeah, and then watching your tone, that was another really big one. But as far as that side of it, so that's the personality side, and that's cool. But obviously your social media is not just a place to showcase your personality. Like, that's not what it's about. You actually want to get dollars in your jeans.
Yeah, it's so, a tool.
Yes, exactly. So as far as that goes, I would say, like, the clarity, right? Where Carolyn said at the beginning, if it's irrelevant or unclear, like,
nobody cares. No
reason to consume that content. So everybody is browsing their social media with the what's in it for me kind of attitude. Like, that's really, really what's in it for me. That's what everybody's asking subconsciously the second that they hop on there. So
it's a subconscious thing, but it's 100% there. Like, you read something and it's like, okay, what about it? How does this help me?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's where being really clear, like, who are you helping? How are you helping them solve their problems? Like, what are they struggling with? How can you address that? And, like, how can you be helpful? That's the thing that's going to make it really relevant. So when you're helping someone to, you know, make their life better, of course they're going to be listening, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean, it sounds dumb. It kind of goes without saying, but really just being clear on who you help and how you, like you said, a nutritionist isn't going to need to talk a ton about travel unless it's relevant, which I don't really
see. Yeah, how to stay healthy while traveling.
Exactly. Yes. There you go. Right. Like, then it's relevant. But then as far as just like jumping from topic to topic to topic, or like for me, for Knapp Creative as a brand, if I shared, like, I have three kids, what if I just talked about my kids all the time? Or, you know, like, it's just not really relevant unless I can make it relevant by being like, okay, so I have three kids, this is how I manage my social media and, like, make time for all the things. Or, you know, like, you can make it relevant, but don't just share it for the sake of, I don't even know why, like, don't.
I like this point that you're saying, like, how you're making time. So that kind of leads into a whole other piece that I'd love if you spoke into a bit, like, on consistency and how to show up and plan for that.
Well, I think there's two parts to consistency. The first part of consistency is what I was just talking about, where it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about. This is what my business is about. This is the problem that I'm helping you solve. That's consistent. Yeah. Because people are going to hop onto your account. They're like, oh, this is a Pinterest expert. Oh, this person knows about Instagram. Oh, this, yeah. You know, like, they're going to know exactly what you're talking about. So that's the first part of consistency, right? So that has to be the vast majority of your content has to be about whatever it is that you offer, obviously. Yeah.
Your service or product.
Yes. It all has to be connected. Otherwise, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's the first part of consistency. The second part is the part that everybody loves. Consistency as in, yes, like, show up consistently. So you're not just like, you know, Black Friday rolls around and you're like, hey, oh, I'm having a sale. Like, you don't want to be doing that.
I'm posting about it for 5 days in a row.
Yeah. Like, you want to be showing up in July with valuable content so that people are listening when you do, you know? So it's like when you go on a first date and you're like, you show up, right? You showed up once and then you never call again. And then you call them in like 6 months. You're like, hi, I got something for you. Like, it's just...
Don't do that.
It's not gonna work. So just show up consistently. Sorry, now I'm laughing hysterically at my joke.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So that's the other part of consistency, where create. And I don't mean constantly. Like, those are two different things. You don't have to show up all day every day. It's just like, create a schedule. And stick to it, basically, is what that part comes down to.
Yeah, which is helpful for you because you can actually plan it out and know what's sustainable for you to keep doing. And it's also helpful for your audience to know what to expect from you and how often.
So good. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly recap kind of the stuff that we talked about. So the first thing is, okay, so let's first address the mistake. So being irrelevant or unclear, not creating something catchy right out of the gate. Being dry, like not watching your tone and writing in like a really corporate or like boring, you know, right for the internet, basically, or rambling. Like, you want to also get right to the point, as we did not ramble at all in this video. So, okay. So those are the mistakes. So to recap, you want to infuse your content with your personality. You want to be absolutely clear in what you do and for whom, like absolute clarity, what's in it for your end user. Like, that, I think that's honestly the number one most important thing. and then consistency. So personality, clarity, and consistency. And then the other thing that I want to say about this is that there is one thing that makes your content more addictive than anything, and that's when someone feels connected to you. So as soon as you meet someone in real life, right away, if you start following them, it lands so much better, right? Like, do you find that? Have you ever had that?
Yeah, because you know who's behind it, and like, it just kind of connects everything in a really nice way. Like, oh, I could totally see her saying that, or, you know.
I agree with that. So then as far as that part of it goes, there is a hierarchy of content that connects. And I know that sounds dry and boring. Okay, so to make your content really connect with people as deeply as possible, obviously, so in person obviously is the best thing, right? Like, that's the way to make the most quick connection. Second best way to connect with people is on video. Third best is audio. And then fourth best is writing. So that's kind of the hierarchy of connection. So you want to hit them as high as possible. So if you can meet people in person, awesome. That being said, it's not always possible, obviously, especially in 2020. eye rolls all around. Second thing is video. So if you are not showing up on Instagram stories or some kind of video, YouTube, you know, you name it, definitely 10 out of 10 would recommend to really connect with your audience. Really, that's it. So personality, clarity, consistency, and then connection, like making sure that you're,
That's a good analogy.
For those that are just listening to the audio, we're just folding our hands in front of ourselves.
Even think of that.
I don't know. You're just connected. Like, it is addicting when you're connected to people and they're showing their personality. They're clear on how they can help you, and they're showing up consistently.
So then, I think maybe one last question before we put a bow on this is like what would you tell people today? If you had to do one thing today, sorry, I know this isn't on like the list of things.
No, this is good. This is a good question. One thing that you can do today. So I think, like I said, I think the most important part of this is clarity, where you're absolutely clear on who you're helping and how you can serve that need. Once you have that clarity, it will be very easy to be consistent. So I kind of got two in one. And then the personality and the connection, those kind of go hand in hand as well. So I would think like in order of priority, it should be clarity, consistency will follow. And the more you do it, the more comfortable that you'll get, you'll be able to showcase your personality and that will create the connection. So boom, it's all important. Nice try.
That's a wrap.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
Love it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Chat soon.